Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our morning devotional that we do here every single day at Torah Life Ministries. And we're going to continue with the 262nd reading of the Suffer Well devotional series. And we're going to be looking at such an overlooked topic about who a real true forgiver is in life. When we think about the subject of forgiveness and unforgiveness, and anyone that knows about the spiritual rules of everything know that one of the golden rules is forgiveness. Forgiveness. But who are we seeking forgiveness from? Well, let's read this devotional and then let's do a little teaching about this today, this important topic. We start off with Psalms 51, verse 4, that says, "Against you, Yahweh, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge." The depth of understanding this is so profound that it could only be received, believed, and shed abroad by an adulterer, murderer, liar, scammer, and thief. In other words, someone who suffered for his sin and then experienced Yahweh's forgiveness. It takes a spiritual mature person to understand the words "against Yahweh alone." Spiritual maturity gained in the valley of humiliation, the place where ego goes to die. Hosea 2, 14 and 15. And what do we learn from David's words? When one sinful man fails another, it is a sin against Yahweh. David did not seek forgiveness from those he harmed. He went to the only one who could sin, who he sinned against, the Holy One. The entirety of Psalms 51 speaks of David's genuine repentance for the murder of Uriah and the theft of Bathsheba's purity, 2 Samuel 11. Yet, although he harmed another, it was Yahweh alone he was indebted. Acknowledge that you are responsible to the murder of his son. Against you only have I sinned. Will make you ever coherent of the price he paid, the place where the ego goes to die, and therefore to whom the debt is owed, repentance. And when you come to terms with this reality, another beautiful pattern emerges. It is in the midst of this profound revelation of a twin revelation is born. If only I sin against Yahweh and my sin is ever present, except for his spirit in me, then who in me is actually forgiven others? And to this question, you will once again find the answer is Yahweh alone. It is against Yahweh alone you sin, and it is Yahweh alone who forgives. And because of the love of the Almighty has been poured out of the hearts by the Holy Spirit who's given to us. And now you can forgive others with his spirit in you. As you apply this supernatural revelation to all circumstances, you become a vessel through in which others can realize the same. The next time someone asks you for your forgiveness, perhaps you might say, "If Yahweh forgives you, that is all that matters." Hallelujah. Such an important message here today. So let's go in directly to Psalms 51 and read this to get a grasp of what's happening here. Because this is a psalm regarding the time when Nathan the prophet came to David after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. And it says, "Have mercy on me, O Yahweh, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins." So David knew right away that he sinned. He knew and understood the consequences of sin. And he knew that Yahweh was the only one that can forgive him. Not even Bathsheba could forgive him. It had to be Yahweh. It had to be Yahweh. And Bathsheba could forgive him. Bathsheba could forgive him, but he needed forgiveness from Yahweh. And it says, because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins. The stain of my sins. Sin is what makes us unclean, unholy. Blot it out. He pleaded with Yahweh in verse 2. Wash me clean from my guilt and purify me from my sin. That was his conscience. That was the ruach, the set-apart spirit, telling him to make right and repent for what he's done. And he says in verse 3, for I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. It haunts me day and night. As I always say, the person with the attitude of Yahweh and understanding this is never going to enjoy sin. The Holy Spirit is never going to make us feel good about living in sin. We have to come with a true heart of repentance to Yahweh. And David realized, against you and you alone I have sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. So when he says, I have done what is evil in your sight, David knew the Torah. He knew the instructions of our Creator. How amazing would it be is if we as so-called believers and true believers came to Yahweh knowing what his word says, and when we haven't lived up to it, when we've transgressed from his Torah, from his guidelines and instructions, says to him, I have done what is evil in your sight. You know, how many of us can admit that for not keeping his commandments, for not keeping his guidelines and instructions? And not as an excuse, but as the reality of what it is, David was able to say, for I was born a sinner. Yes, from the moment my mother conceived me, but you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom even there. And he asked and pleaded with Yahweh to purify him from his sins. That's the heart of repentance. And he knew that was what make him clean. Yahweh's forgiveness, and Yahweh's forgiveness and mercy only. You understand, in today's times, we have Yeshua that already came for us to die for our sins. But in no times, they were looking forward ahead to Yeshua. They were looking forward to the Messiah that was coming that would cleanse them from all of these different things. Not just the finest sacrifices, but the ultimate sacrifice. That's what he was looking forward to. Purify me from my sins and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back my joy again. You have broke me. Now let me rejoice. See, there was no joy because he sinned. That's the heart of a true follower of Yahweh. Again, the Holy Spirit would never make us feel good about living in sin. So all you people out there that are breaking the commandments, whether it's committing adultery, fornication, or whether it's lying or stealing, or whether it's breaking the Sabbath and not keeping the holy calendar of our Creator, whatever sin it is, you should not feel good about it. There's something, there should be some unrest in you about it. Something shouldn't be right about it. There should be no joy in your life because you're not living a life according to the way Yahweh wants you to live. I remember there was this time when somebody contacted me and they asked me to promote something over the internet for them. And I was going to get a commission on it. And I tried to justify it in my mind, well, it has to do with health. Well, it has to do with helping people. But I went and I purposely worked on the Sabbath to promote it on the Sabbath. And I made a good amount of money from it. But my conscience did not sit well with me. It did not. I had to make the restitution of it. So I told the person when she went to give me the money, I said, you know what? I've wronged my Creator by working on the Sabbath, by doing business on the Sabbath. Please forgive me, Yahweh. And I let her keep the money. And that's not justification for my sin, but it's restoration to a degree, because it says go over and beyond that. We have to think about this thing. You know, and there are going to be times where situations happen and things come. And, you know, and I even taught my daughter recently. There was a time where she was selling something on the internet, and this was recent, and these people came up, they were coming up from far away, and they wanted to purchase it. It was a little toy for their daughter, and they were only going to be here for the day, but that day was on the Sabbath. told my daughter, we got to trust Yahweh. We can't sell this on the Sabbath. But these people called and they said their daughter really wanted this toy. You know, is there something we can do? And I said, well, you know, I don't know what the situation is. You know, and my daughter said she really wanted the girl to have it and we must do this. So we did a great wrong and we did this business here on the Sabbath. But my daughter in her great restitution, not justification for sinning, but restitution for sinning, took the money she got and went and gave the money to some people at the local homeless park. And I thought it was a beautiful thing that she understood. She didn't feel good about doing what she did. I didn't feel good about it. And, you know, we both had to work through this together. You know, and this is something that we're not looking for justification for sin ever, but we're looking for a repentance and a repentant heart, and we don't do it again. You know, it says in verse 9 here, 51, don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain from my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O Yahweh. Renew my loyal spirit within me. And do not banish me from your presence. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me. And this is the heart we need. We need. And it says in verse 12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you. You know, so when we accept Yeshua as our Messiah, something is supposed to change. Our heart to where now we love what he loves and we hate what he hates. And if we hate to sin more enough, it's going to help us to not do it. You know, and then we give that example of this. It says, David said in verse 13 of 51 of Psalm, then I will teach your ways to the rebels, and then I will return to you. Forgive me for shedding blood, O Yahweh, who saves. Then I will joyfully sing of your forgiveness. Unseal my lips, Yahweh, that my mouth may praise you. You do not desire a sacrifice, or I would offer one. Or do you want to burn? Do not want a burnt offering? The sacrifices you desire is a broken spirit. You will not reject a broken spirit and repentant heart, O Yahweh. Do we understand that, everybody? When you've done something wrong, it's not about saying, "Oh, I'm sorry," or "Forgive me." People throw around that word, "Sorry, sorry, sorry," too easily today. But it's that broken spirit that you know, I can't sleep at night. Because I've wronged Yahweh, because I've lived against his guidelines and instructions. No matter what it is, it's not just shedding blood of another human, it's breaking the Sabbath, or it's cursing, or it's lying, or something you've done that you know you're wrong in the presence of Yahweh. This is how a little child should be in front of an obedient parent. This is how a criminal should be in front of a judge, and this is how Yahweh's people should be in front of Yahweh. A broken spirit, that's what he desires. For somebody that has $1 million and they have to pay a speeding ticket of $100 means nothing to them. A broken spirit means everything to them. We need to remember this. The sacrifices you desire is a broken spirit. And then he says, look with favor on Zion and help her. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem in verse 19. Then you will be pleased with the sacrifices offered at the right spirit. Sacrifice with the right heart. With the right heart. And we think about this. And again, at that time, they were looking forward to a Messiah. Now we can look past back on Messiah of what he's done for us already. And he's forgiven us for so much. And I think about Psalms 4 verse 1 that says, answer me when I call to you, O Yahweh, who declares me innocent. Free me from my troubles. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. You understand, when we are justified and we've done nothing wrong, we will not have a broken spirit. We will have joy. You know, we might have sadness because somebody close to us committed a sin and we could, you know, seek their repentant heart. But for us, the broken spirit comes when we've done something against Yah, and we know it. And we know it. And there's no loophole. We're not looking for an escape. We're looking for a truth. We're looking for the reality. Because we understand, it says in Acts 3:19, repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. Acts 3:19. It says in the New Living Testament of Acts 3:19, now repent of your sins and turn to Yahweh so that your sins may be wiped away. Jeremiah 33:8 says, I will cleanse them of their sins against me and forgive all their sins of rebellion. Who? The righteous ones. The ones that come to him. The ones that desire him. That's why when we come to Yeshua, we come to him fresh and we ask him to wash us and cleanse us. That's why we get baptized. The baptism cleanses us from our sins and makes us a new person. Acts 22:16, what are you waiting for? Get up and get baptized. Have your sins washed away by calling on the name of Yahweh. The name of Yahweh. That's what we should be doing as believers, is seeking his word. Where have we messed up? Not have we messed up. Yahweh, reveal to me where I've messed up, because there's so much wrong we do that we don't even realize we're doing until we see it in his word and we say, wow, we're guilty of that. And then just everything is broken, but we can come to him. Yahweh, forgive me. I didn't know. And then to know good and not do it to him, it is sin. So then to know is even worse. Hebrews 9, verse 13 and 14 says, under the old system of blood and goats and bulls and ashes of heifer could cleanse the people's bodies from ceremonial impurity. Just think how much more the blood of Yeshua will purify our conscience from the sinful deeds so that we worship the living Elohim. For by the power of the eternal spirit, Yeshua offered himself to Yahweh as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. Oh, thank you for Yeshua, the only relief we have, the only cure, the only remedy is his forgiveness. That's it. That's the only remedy, the only cure, our only joy. John 1, 7 to 9 says, but as we are living in a light as Yahweh is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Yeshua cleanses us from all sin. If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Do you understand our responsibility to be obedient to the words of our Creator? And when we're not obedient to him, that is sin. That is the issue. We must overcome that. We must overcome that. We must have a repentant heart. Isaiah 59:12 says, for our sins are piled up before Yahweh and testify against us. Yes, we know what sinners we are. Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be honest with each other. Let's be honest with Yahweh. We don't deserve Yeshua. We don't deserve any joy. We don't deserve to be walking around in joy all day long because of all the sins we've committed in the past. For a person standing on death row is not filled with joy. And we are on death row. We were on death row. We deserve to be on death row. And the fact that Yeshua came and freed us should straighten us out and should make us realize what a great gift we got in him. And not just that he left us with a set-apart spirit, the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, to help us stay off death row, to help us. We must be so thankful to Yah, and we must have that broken spirit if we do something wrong. And we must admit it and be honest with ourselves. Every single one of you, if you want true joy, that only comes with the relief of Yahweh, and that only comes with confessing our sins to Yah, and that only comes with repentance. That's all it comes with. We need to repent. It says in the scriptures, if you repent, if you repent. Think about this, everybody. Think about this. What do you need to repent for? What have you done recently that you know was wrong or that wasn't the best Yahweh answer that you've done, that you've tried to take an easy way out, or you've tried to make an excuse to do something that goes against his holy word? What have you done? Not have you done, but what have you done? Take it to Yah in prayer and tell Yahweh you're sorry for doing that. You know, to forgive you for doing that and to help you not do it again. You know, and every motive of our life should be to glorify Him and to love our neighbors. And if we truly loved our neighbors, we wouldn't be looking to take advantage of them. We wouldn't be looking to get the easy way out. He sees everything. Remember, we can't hide from Him. It says in Psalm 66, verses 13 to 15. Now I come to your temple with burnt offerings to fulfill the vows I made to you. Yes, the sacred vows I made when I was in deep trouble. That is why I'm sacrificing burnt offerings to you. The best of my name, or the best of my rams as a pleasing aroma, and the sacrifice of bulls and male goats. And there's one thing that makes those verses a significance. David brought his best to Yahweh. His best. He had the broken spirit, and he was willing to make that sacrifice with his best because he knew how wrong he did. So when you come to Yahweh for forgiveness, and when you repent, are you offering Yahweh your best? Your best, and nothing less than your best. It should mean something. You shouldn't have restitution with nothing that was meant nothing. As I said, a man that has $1 million, $100 speeding ticket means nothing to him. You have $100 and you get $100 speeding ticket, that's everything to you. That's the kind of sacrifices Yahweh wants. Your best, and to trust Him. He'll make it right. You have $1 million. You get a speeding ticket for $100. You give up $1 million. You pay the fine with $1 million. Give your everything. Give your everything. And watch how Yahweh blesses you and restores you. Make that opportunity. Make that offering. I give everything to Yah because I sinned. And I'm using passing a speeding or passing a red light as an example here of breaking the law. But these things are just, I mean, they keep us safe, but I'm talking about Yahweh's law here. You broke the Sabbath off of Yahweh, your everything. You've cursed. You've cheated another man. You've sinned against Yahweh, not against yourself. And bring everything to Him. Everything. I'm not trying to convict you as you're listening to this. The Word should convict you. The Word is of Yahweh. And anyone that's not living in complete righteousness should be convicted of their sin. That's how you know you have the Holy Spirit. Because anything less, the Holy Spirit would not make you feel good about living in sin. Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come now, let's settle this," says Yahweh. "Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool." Yahweh wants to cleanse us. That's what we have to understand. He wants us to repent. He wants us to be of that broken spirit. This is part of what suffering well is all about. He wants us to come to Him with a repentant heart, to understand where we've messed up, to understand where we need to improve. He wants to cleanse us. He says in Ezekiel 33:11, "I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want you to change from your wicked ways so you could live, so you could have life." That's what He truly desires of us. That's what He says in Luke 5:32. "I have not come to call righteous people, but sinners to repentance." That's what it says. I have called sinners to repentance. That broken spirit, it says in 2 Corinthians 7, verses 8 and 10, "For even if I grieved you with my letter, I do not regret, even though I did not regret it, since I saw that the letter grieved you, yet only for a little while. Now I rejoice because you were grieved. Not because your grief led you to repentance. For you were grieved as Yahweh willed, so that you didn't experience any loss from us. For godly grief produces repentance, not to be regretted and leading to salvation, but worldly grief produces death." Do we understand the broken spirit of a contrite heart? Do we understand what Yahweh wants? Against him we have sinned. Against him. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's what we need. We need the true repentance. The true repentance. Out of Yahweh's grace, he'll give us that. He'll grant us that repentance. He'll grant it to us. It says in John 6:44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. And unless I will raise them up. 2 Timothy 2:25 says, correcting his opponents and with gentleness, Yahweh may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth. And Acts 5:31, God, Yahweh God has exalted to his right hand this very man of our leader and Savior in order to extend repentance and forgiveness to all the sins of Israel. He commands all men repent and put all our faith in Yeshua. All our faith in Yeshua. It says in Acts 17:30, Yahweh overlooked the people's ignorance about these things in earlier times, but now he commands everyone everywhere to repent of their sins and to turn to him. Repent of your sins and turn to him. It says in Matthew 4:16-17, the people who sat in darkness haven't seen a great light. And for those who lived in a land where death cast its shadow, a light has come shined. For then on, Yeshua began to preach, repent of your sins and turn to Yahweh, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And Mark 1:15 says, the time as promised by Yahweh has come at last. And he announced, the kingdom of Yahweh is near. Repent of your sins and believe in the good news. Repent, repent, repent. It says in 1 John 1:9, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us in our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. And we receive that. So I call on you today, every one of us, to come to him. Anyone that's feeling unrest about something we've done, come to him. Come to him. You know, and it says in Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful message that you've given us and your holy word. Thank you, Father, for your great kindness, your patience, and your mercy on us. I pray everyone is blessed by this message today. Yahweh be with you all this day and always. And may we feel the joy of Yahweh. This is the day he has made. May we rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, everybody. Have a blessed day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.